Republicans in Rockingham County will vote next week for a number of down-ballot positions, including sheriff. This election, there are two names on the GOP side, the incumbent and an outgoing county commissioner who accuses him of corruption. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on a race for one key law enforcement position.
The two men running for Rockingham County sheriff used to get along just fine.
I've known Sheriff Macias for, 20 plus years?
This is Kevin Coyle.
I worked for 22 years in Londonderry as the police prosecutor, and he owned a garage there, and occasionally I got my car worked on there.
But the relationship went beyond brake jobs. Kevin Coyle is a county commissioner. Chuck Macias used to let him put up election signs at his garage. In 2018, Coyle returned the favor. He put up signs for Macias in his run for sheriff. He even endorsed him.
And that was a mistake. It was an absolute mistake. And I could not, in good conscience, see him run unopposed.
Instead of running for county commissioner again, Coyle is challenging his old acquaintance Chuck Macias. They're both in next week's GOP primary. Among their roles, sheriffs are in charge of court security, transporting inmates, and serving court papers. Sheriff Macias declined multiple interview requests for this story. He appears to keep a low media profile. But here's a clip from a 2018 campaign event.
I believe my experience will benefit the day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office, and I understand the challenges faced by law enforcement every single day.
Kevin Coyle says there's no single reason why he no longer supports Macias. Instead, it's been a slow boil. One of the issues that's driven them apart is police cars.
And it came to a head over the car issue.
It got ugly quick with the cars.
That second voice was Kevin St. James. The two Kevins both serve as county commissioners, elected positions that give them oversight for some aspects of the sheriff's finances. Last summer, Sheriff Macias made a request for 6 new police cruisers. Police cruisers are technically property of the county.
We questioned that, and then we got into, you're micromanaging us. It's like, well, it's our cars, they're not your cars.
It didn't make sense to us fiscally, so we questioned it. And as soon as we questioned it, gloves were off, and they came after Kevin St. James.
What Coyle is referring to, the gloves coming off, are a couple of different events. The first is someone, possibly one of Macias' deputies, taking a photo of St. James parked in a handicap spot. That photo was then leaked to the newspaper. The second issue involved a meal.
I had a ribeye steak for $40 or $44. Okay, it was $54. Okay, well, whatever. I don't know. But I had a steak.
This was at a work conference at the upscale Mount Washington Hotel. St. James says the bill was well under the per diem that county employees can spend on food. He defends the steak.
It was good. It was good. But, it's funny. You'll sit here and think, oh, he's just making up excuses. I was on a keto diet and I lost 37 pounds. I have since put it back in the last 2 years, probably stress related. But anyways, I was on a keto diet and I couldn't have mac and cheese. But even the mac and cheese was $26.
St. James alleges that someone from the sheriff's department then filed an anonymous right to know request for a copy of that dinner receipt, maybe to try and embarrass him. There have also been accusations that Kevin Coyle may not meet the residency requirement to hold his current job. But the allegations between the Kevins and the sheriff, they go the other way, too. Last October, Coyle and St. James asked the state attorney general to investigate the sheriff for allegedly fixing a ticket for a high-ranking county employee.
I knew that was an extreme no-no. You just can't do that.
10 months later, the AG says it is still investigating. Fixing tickets, fancy steaks, expensive police cruisers, these may seem like small potatoes. But not for the folks who make county government run. Kevin Coyle says the alleged actions of the leadership at the sheriff's office speak to something larger.
When you come after, two commissioners in different ways, it says a lot about the mentality of your organization, that you're willing to stoop to any level to get what you want.
Sheriff Macias sees it differently. In a statement to NHPR, he writes that St. James and Coyle have engaged in a, quote, witch hunt against him, and that he wants to focus on running a positive campaign. He didn't address any of the specific allegations. And so, the voters will now decide who they think should be High Sheriff of Rockingham County, Kevin Coyle or Chuck Macias, men who knew each other and now dislike each other a great deal. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.